Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Nun Daled in the Ois Vahadur edition. Perek Shishi Halacha Aleph in the beginning of the Gemara was starting Daf Nun Gimel based on the bottom. The Mishnah spoke about an oris. What is the oris? You have vines sitting in a straight line and they're next to a fence and that makes them into a vineyard. Now, Bichamai hold that a straight line of vines is a vineyard anyway. Only according to Basili you have a problem. That a vineyard is only when you have two rows. What happens if you have only one row? It's not a vineyard. And then when you have a fence, it changes the din of this vineyard. That's what the Gemara asks right away. The kasha, al daiti de bichamai. The question is, according to bichamai, beloy kach eno asu mishul kerem. Even without the fence, it's still already a kerem because you have your one row. So how do you explain the mishnah according to bichamai? So the Gemara, mishim melok ishomar be'oris ha'me'ukam shonam. We're talking about the oris, meaning the vines next to the fence are not in a straight line. They're going in and out. And if we look at them as the vines, they're not a row because they're not in a straight line. Now they have a fence that sort of strayed them out. Even according to Bichama, it's going to be a vineyard. And the Gemara concludes with the next sentence, really repeats it. According to Rav Chaim, we take this sentence out. The Gemara says, "In ba'aris samukav shon," we're talking about in not straight line vines. But loy goder ain't also shukerim. Without the fence, it will not be also, it will not have a din of a vineyard. Rabbi Yonah bai mauli zor ben atayim. So I'm going to ask, could you plant in between the vines? The vines are not in a straight line. So can I plant in between the vine sticking out and the vine sticking in? Between these two vines, can you plant? Because wherever you're planting, you don't have the entire row in front of you. If you're beyond all the trees, so you see a row through the fence. But if I'm between one tree and another, and the length, can I plant there or not? Says the Mordav Nundalit, Kemuchuvonosem ve'at omar mutol yisor b'netayim. You treating this like a straight line. Yeah, right, you're talking about that it's planted not in a straight line. But once you said you have a fence, you look at it as a straight line. The same when you have a straight line, you can't plant in between, so say you can't plant in between. What about planting between the vines to the right and to the left? According to Rabbi Chaim Pshat, we're still talking about Oris HaMehukam. It's not a straight line. But the first question of the Gemara was, can you plant between one tree and another going forward between the two trees? Now the Gemara is saying, if I'm looking at the not straight line, as if there is a straight line, so meaning the outer trees are considered to be as if they're inside. Can I plant on the right and on the left of the outer trees? Because they're as if it doesn't go a straight line from the outer trees. So the Gemara says, Kemodatema gabe mukshot. The same way we said when we talked about pumpkins that are planted. Also, Izra ben Agumus should not plant between the gumois, between the different pumpkins. Uvacha su Izra ben Akfarim. So here, you can't plant in between because the vineyard is always more chomer than the pumpkins. That's the Rish Lakish pshat in the Mishnah. Yeah, we're talking about a straight line in the Mishnah. But you talk about a straight line. So according to Bichama, it's already a vineyard. Just one row is a vineyard. Neymar begin Bisilo Taniso. He says, you're right. This part of the Mishnah says according to Bisilo. Meaning, according to Bichama, there's no Chiddush. It's anyway a vineyard. The Chiddush is, according to Bisilo, that even though you don't have two rows, it's considered to be a vineyard because of the fence. Meaning, Chananya says, Rish Lakish will agree to Rabbi Yochanan that according to Bisilel, the Chiddush is in a straight line. You don't have to say that we're talking about a crooked line, in and out. That's only according to Bichama you have to say that, according to Rish Lakish. But Bisilel will explain the Mishnah that Oris is talking about Oris HaMechuvan, a straight line. The Beit Shammai, they have to say that you talk about Oris HaMehukam. And don't tell me this Mishnah is not Beit Shammai at all. Why not? Begin Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Look at the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say? Toin kol ha'oimrin ken. He says, everybody who says this is making a mistake. Who's everybody? In Terem Boris HaMehukam, Chonu, my is Batoin. If you talk about a straight line, the only Chiddush is according to Bisil. So what are you saying? Everyone is making a mistake. There's only Bisil is making a mistake. Elam, I have to say our Mishnah is going even according to Beit Shammai. So if it's going even according to Beit Shammai, so then what do you have to say? According to Beit Shammai is, we're talking about a not straight line. So B'chanan is saying is, Rish Lakish said that our Mishnah is talking about a straight line row. B'chanan say we're talking about a in going in and out. Says B'chanan, you have to say that both are true according to B'sil and according to B'shalai. Says the Gemara, Bein keman do'omar mika kfonim moshchim, Bein keman do'omar mika agodim moshchim, my benir. So in our Mishnah we learn the machlokes B'sil B'shalai. Well, from where do you measure? Do you measure from the trees or do you measure from the fence? As we brought in the Mishnah, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, you have to understand this. We'll use the Rashi's explanation. So we're talking about from the fence, how you measure towards the trees, meaning according to Beit Shammai, you count from the trees outward, the opposite side of the fence. Could it be so you count from the fence? Now in this case, we're going to deviate from the explanation of Chaim and we'll stick with the Maharal Pul, which is more understood based on the words of the Gemara. So we're now going to our Girsa here. The Gemara is talking about this is the general machlekes that we have between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai. So says the Gemara, we have these two shitas. Doesn't matter, regardless according to each one of these shitas. My benen, what's the difference between the two shitas? The Gemara understands the vines are right next to the fence. So what does it matter if you measure from the fence or you measure from the vines? Answers the Gemara that from the Dalam base. Amalav yoino tipater shayu akrosim nesunim miktsasum etoch arba ames umiktsasum chutz l'arba ames. So according to Mara Puldo, arba ames here refers to the place you want to plant. I mean, there's a field where you want to plant grain. And the question is, how far is it? So there are trees. The trees are not going in a straight line. Some of the trees are within 4 ames of this field, and some of them are further away from the 4 ames of the field. They're a little closer to the fence. So the amando amikak fori moshke, the one who says you measure from the grapes, from the vines, nicho, meaning it's understood that it is a problem because you're too close to the tree. You count 4 ames from every tree. Mando amar mika godem moshke, but if you hold, you count from the fence. So you measure from the fence, 4 ames. From there, this 4 ames next to the fence, you can't plant. More than that, you could plant. Even though it's less than 4 ames from the vines themselves. Another Nafkamina Gemara says, Ayushim shtei ames. There's only 2 ames between the trees and the fence. And now he wants to plant behind the fence. So what's the din there? Mando mikak fori moshe, if you measure from the trees, from the vines, and also the shtei ames, you only usher the first 2 ames next to the fence, which is 4 ames from the trees. Mando mikak godem moshe, the one who says you measure from the fence, also at shtei ames acheres, you need to have an additional 2 ames from the fence. So Mara Pul already points out that the first nafkamino is planting from the fence inward towards the trees, and the second nafkamino is planting from the fence outward towards the other direction. But he says, yes, we want to find a kula and a chumra to both tzadim. That's what we say, these two nafkamins. What's hard to understand according to this is that we learn that it's a machlekes rishonim, if you're focusing here from the fence inward or from the fence outward. And according to this, we're bringing the two explanations over here. Also, what's a doicha according to this pshat is that usually 4 ames that we speak about is 4 ames from the trees. And according to this first pshat, what it means 4 ames is 4 ames to the field where you want to plant. So it's a little hard to say. So it's mentioned that Reb Chaim explains a different shot over here. We're going here according to Reb Yochel ben Nuri. Reb Yochel ben Nuri is the one who says that you're not able to plant only between the trees and the fence. There's no problem to plant outside of the trees or outside of the fence. It's only between the trees and the fence. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Yochel ben Nuri, we'll be the machlekes b'sil b'shamay. What does it matter if you measure from the trees or from the fence? So the Gemara answers that we're talking about wide trees. According to Reb Chaim, we're not talking about trees some in, some out. They're all in the straight line, but some of them are wider than others. The question is, can you plant outside of the 4 ames? I mean, there's 4 ames between the tree and the fence, but then you have the actual branch, which is wide. Can you plant in that area, which is wider than 4 ames, going outside of 4 ames next to the tree? So the Quran says, if you're counting from the tree is the ikar, so you can't plant next to the trees. If you're counting, if you're measuring from the fence, so then you could plant next to the trees. The second afkamina is, if between the fence and the tree you have only 2 ames. So if you count from the trees, you hit the 2 ames fence, you're done. It's over, because right now it's closed. But if you're counting from the fence, you have to count 4 ames from the fence. So you count 2 ames towards the trees, and then you count another 2 ames, because you need to have a full 4 ames measurement from the fence. So these are the two ways to have enough kamina between if you measure from the trees or from the fence, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that the only thing which is usur is between the trees and the fence. That's how Reb Chaim explains the sugya. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Kelaim Daf Nun Dalet.